This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler is having something of a career-reviving turn on American Idol.
I've already gotten phone calls from people going, "What'd you say that for, man? I did not." And so I was like, "Well, yes, you did."
But they're not complaining about his judging on Idol. They're complaining about his new book.
Steven Tyler's new book is entitled Does the Noise in My Head Bother You? And, well, one guy it does bother is Boston Globe's arts reporter Jeff Edgers. Hey there, Jeff.
How you doing?
Okay, so in your review of Steven Tyler's new book, you called it Backstage for Dummies, a compendium of generic nookie, drugged-out sessions, and dysfunctional band snapshots. Harsh.
Look, I'm a big Aerosmith fan from, 1982 earlier, but that doesn't mean I want to read a terrible book. I mean, this book is, it's one of the worst. I read Harlot's Ghost once, that Norman Mailer book that's 4,000 pages long, but I had to. This book, well, I had to
okay,
for this
so
one
why?
Too.
Why? Why though? Why? People want to know, people are interested in Steven Tyler's life. Isn't just about anything he's going to write going to be interesting to people? So what makes this one so bad?
I could go down a long list. I mean, the bottom line is it's terribly written. It makes me physically and emotionally uncomfortable to read these Steven Tyler and this old man who's writing with him write about like 16-year-old groupies the way they write about them. It's just terrible. And the other reason is that there's
hang on for a second.
Yeah.
That old man is David Dalton. He's founding editor of Rolling Stone. I mean, he knows his stuff.
Well, I mean, I don't know what founding editor of Rolling Stone means anymore. I mean, he was there in the olden days. I understand that, and I don't want to begrudge him. I don't even know who David Dalton is. All I know is that it does say he's founding editor of Rolling Stone. He did write a book with Meatloaf, though.
Give me a particular example in Steven Tyler's memoir where you've got a bone to pick with him.
I mean, I have a lot of bones to pick with him, but let's go, for example, into the depth with which he deals with his relationship with his musical partner, Joe Perry, who is, the Keith Richards to his Mick Jagger, the Lennon McCartney, et cetera, et cetera. And this is what he writes. "We're polar twins. We're total opposites. Joe is cool. Freon runs in his veins. I'm hot, hot-blooded Calabrese, a sulfur sun beast shooting my mouth off. Joe's a creep. I'm a..." Can't say that word.
On the radio.
But that, I mean, there are a few more references to Joe, but that's about it, The main reason that this book really is so offensive is that there's another book about Aerosmith in which Steven Tyler talked and Joe Perry talked and all these guys talked that is actually good.
That's Stephen Davis's Walk This Way.
Right. I mean, so we actually have this story before, but told better.
Well, Jeff, in that case, if Steven Tyler isn't to your satisfaction giving us some early new history of Aerosmith, what does he do well, if anything, in the book?
Well, there are some good pictures, I have to say. I like old rock pictures. A picture of him with John Belushi. John, the same guy, right? There's a picture of him in a Speedo, which is very disturbing.
But they're rock stars. This is what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
They're rock stars. What else do we expect of them? What else do we expect of someone like Steven Tyler, who's made an entire career of behaving this way?
Well, you know what we expect? I mean, I read a book by Keith Richards just recently. That book was about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, to use the phrase. And that book was really insightful. It was literate. It told me something I didn't know about, something I thought I knew everything about. That was a good book. Even Bob Dylan's crazy book that he wrote on his own, imagine that, where you can't really tell what's true and what's real and what's false. That was a piece of actual literature. Now, there are lots of terrible celebrity memoirs, and this is just one more of them. But, this could have been something else. I mean, we could really get some insight into why this band, which is the biggest selling American rock band ever,
Aerosmith.
Yeah, we could get some insight into why they're in such a state of collapse. We could get some insight into American Idol, and what's going on there. There's so much that he could go into, and
but he doesn't.
He's got this rap that he does at the end, and we've seen Steven Tyler do his little rap. I've been mythicized, micicized, eulogized, and foolagized. I've been Cole Portered and Farmer's Daughtered. I've been Led Zepped and 12-stepped. I don't know what this is or why somebody would think this should be on an actual piece of paper that could last for at least 20 years.
But
it's just terrible.
But Jeff, to me, that actually sounds exactly like Steven Tyler. That sounds like his authentic voice.
Well, then make a record. Don't write a book.
Okay, so Jeff, what I hear in your voice and read in your review is the passion of an Aerosmith fan who feels really let down by this book.
Well, I'm not only let down by this book, I'm just let down by Aerosmith in general. I mean, I really liked Aerosmith when I was a kid, and I have, you know, all their 70s records, a couple of them from the 80s, and I think it's ridiculous when rock, I'm sorry. I think it's ridiculous when rock stars, you know, who should be making music, that's their job. It's not to be on American Idol. It's not to write terrible books. They should be making music, and Aerosmith hasn't made a record since 2001. That's an eternity.
Well, Jeff Edgers, arts reporter for the Boston Globe, thanks so much.
Thank you. I'm from now on, I'm only reading David McCullough books.
But he did read Steven Tyler's new memoir, which is entitled, Does the Noise in My Head Bother You?